Praise God, praise the name of the Lord. I want to say good evening to the Only Believe Ministries family, and I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, Only Believe Kenton, we want you to know that we love you as a church family. I know this has been a different process for us, and we're all missing each other, but at least we're staying connected and we're able to still worship our God and worship our Lord. Amen. And what's important is that we're here right now. We are together as a church family, and I thank all of you who are taking the time to live stream and stay connected and be involved. And we're just going to take these next few minutes and we're just going to worship the Lord. We're just going to enjoy His presence. And what I love is I know that God is saturating your house with His presence and His goodness, even as we worship together. So let's just rejoice and be thankful and be glad. I'm even thankful that we can connect together like this. And I have been believing and praying that ever since President Trump declared a national day of prayer, that God is actually working within this coronavirus and all this time that we have to separate, and He's cleaning that up so we can quickly come back together. And I believe that we're going to just see great things in the next few weeks ahead of us. And in the meantime, we're still going to be here worshiping the Lord together as a church family. Amen? Amen. So let's just enjoy the Lord's presence tonight.
Amen. Amen. Join us this evening. Let us be grateful we are His. Thankful in my heart I was lost, but now I'm found. Let us be grateful we are His. Covered in safety I found rest within the Father's hand. Your love is all around me. Faithfulness inside me, Your faithfulness before me, and I will dance, lift my hands, ain't no one gonna hinder my praise. I will sing, lift a shout, ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. Overflowing from my heart and now my lips resound. Let us be grateful we are His. Promise of life eternal freely given unto me. Your love is all around me. Gratefulness inside me. Your faithfulness before me. Proclaim. me. Your faithfulness before me, before me. Your love is all around me. Gratefulness inside me. Your faithfulness before me, before me.
Yeah. What you've promised you'll do. And Lord God, you said if we would come before you, if we would hit our knees, if we would humble ourselves, if we would pray, if we would repent from our wicked ways, that you would turn things around on this earth. And Lord, I thank you that there has been people coming at you, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, praying, seeking your face. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're coming like never before, Lord God. And you've got every person. I always used to tell Philip when he was doing stuff, I got you. I got you. You don't have to be afraid. I got you. I got you. Trying to ride a bike. I got you. I would never let him fall. Lord God, you are God and you are bigger than me. I'm human. You're not. And when you say, I got you, there's no speed we can go. There's no bump we can hit. There's no messed up thing that we can come against that you won't catch us. Hallelujah. And Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. He's working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy. All my days. Well, come on, let's sing this. Sing this to see me. Nothing gets I choose. I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names.
Lord, you're holy.
Nothing can stand against. I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against.
Oh yes, come on, let's sing that tonight. No matter what's going on, we're gonna sing, we're gonna bless, we're gonna praise.
Bless your name. Oh yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh yes,
sing that again. Yes, I will.
Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy for all my days. Oh, yes, I will for all my days. Yes, I will. For all my days, oh yes, I will.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
'Cause Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change.
praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I got to tell you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, that was awesome. Amen. Praise God. It is good to worship with you and to bring the presence of the God right into our houses and our homes. Amen. And I tell you what, I'm glad that we have the presence of the Lord here with us. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hey, I want you to know that we are still believing God and praying for you. And us not being together right now, I really believe that this is a time where the Lord is showing us the value of what it means when we get to come together. Amen. You know, I thank God that the Bible says that the Lord has commanded his blessing when he sees the brother dwelling in unity. And I want you to know something, that even though we're online right now, we are in unity all over, worshiping God, settling in to give time to the Lord. And I tell you what, I believe the blessing of God is upon your house. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to take a few minutes because I know that offering and giving and tithing is a very important part of what we get to do when we're together. But now we get that opportunity to still do our offering and tithing online. And I want you to be able to go to the website and see, and it'll show you the very easy steps where you can be sowing and giving, because obviously we still have things going on and we're definitely still doing things for the Lord and helping people and all that kind of stuff. So we want to keep everything going, and we still need a building, amen? And we still need a place to gather together, and we still need to be able to even do this online and do different stuff. So the Lord is expecting us to do our part in this area, amen? So I'm just going to take a few minutes to remind you that your tithing and offering is one of the promises and the blessings of God. It's something that we get to partake in, because the Lord says that when we do that, he will do many things on our behalf. He will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And so I want you to be able to go to the website and do that. But I'm just going to pray right now while we're here over our tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the promises in your word. That God, when we release our tithes, Father, I thank you that the windows of heaven open up for us, God. I thank you also, Lord, that you rebuke the devourer, and that, God, you are with us. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for this time that we're just celebrating and thanking you for being able to give tithes and offerings into the church, God, and be able to have your hand of blessing upon our lives, Father. I thank you that you say in your word that you will cause men to give favor upon us, God, and just move on our behalf, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for your faithfulness, and I thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I hope that you guys got to check out Pastor Jared's video that he made for the children's church. Hallelujah. And I hope you enjoyed that. And we're going to be doing more things like that as we are on this process of journeying together. And I really want you to know that I believe that this is a great time for us as the body of Christ. Amen? Amen. I tell you what, during this time, if anything has happened to you, it should be that you've increased your trust in the Lord. And if anything, this time should make us think about how important it is for us to have our relationship with the Lord. Amen? Amen. And so tonight, I'm just going to preach to us for just a little bit, and we're going to go to the scriptures, and we're going to look in the book of Psalms, and I'm going to talk to you about rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, I need you to know what it means to rejoice. It means to feel or to show great joy or delight. And so I want us to be a people that show great joy and delight in our relationship with God, because it's a critical part of what we do. And I just want to begin and read in the book of Psalms, and I'm just going to walk you through this a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit tonight about rejoicing in the Lord. And it says in the book of Psalms 33, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." I want you to know something, that one of the biggest weapons we have to use in our warfare against the enemy and discouragements of life is praise. You know, when we rejoice in the Lord and when we praise him and thank him for what he's already done for us, I'm telling you, it girds up a strength that comes upon us, and it really helps us be able to navigate anything we have going on in life. The Bible says here, praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. I want you to know something, that we can rejoice in the Lord, because if we have his truth, we're going to have victory in this thing called life. Amen? We're going to have things going on. We're going to have challenges. But when we rejoice in the Lord, he's going to come through on our behalf. And I want you to know something, that rejoice and praise actually strengthens you as a Christian. It will actually add a confidence to you so that you know that God is right there and that he's with you. It says this right here in the book. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. My goodness. You know what? Sometimes people, I forgot something. It says, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Wow. I want you to know something, that the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And if you have not partaken in that goodness, or you don't feel that goodness, I want you to know that it's your time to press into God. By seeking him and pressing into him, he's going to be able to show you his goodness. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. I want you to know something, that if we can look around and see what is made by God, and we have a right to have him making our lives, how can we not have a great confidence in our future? If the Lord was able to make all that you see and all that's around you, and we know that he created it with his word, then how can we not have confidence that when we rejoice in the Lord and when we make the Lord our foundation, how can we not believe and know that God is going to do abundantly great things for us? See, this is one thing that you have to do as a Christian. It is a time for you to press in and rejoice in the Lord, to have a delight in him. This is not a time for us to let fear or worry or stress overtake us. It is a time for us to believe God and look to him to bring our future to pass in a great way. You know, even during this time of adversity, I thank God that when I have been talking to Christians, I'm already hearing miracles that the Lord is doing for them. I'm already hearing how some Christians were worried that they were not going to be able to work, but they found out their jobs were essential. And there's just different things happening where even right now, if you would grab a hold of it, the Lord is working on our behalf, and he's working on our behalf all the time. It says, he gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. You know, this is one thing that I really want us as a church to make sure that we do, and that's have a fearful reverence and an awe for our God. I want you to know something, that there should be a reverential awe and a wow at knowing who God is and how good he is and that he's working on our behalf. You know, it says here that the whole world should be in awe of him. And I tell you what, that's one of the things that I think we need to really do as the body of Christ, is to make sure that we're doing our part to put the awe back in God. Every time we get a chance to give a testimony, every time we get a chance to talk about him, every time we're in a situation, we should be able to reflect and rejoice in him and put the awe back in God. Because here's the thing, right now the world is not obviously seeing God the way we need them to see him, because there's so many people that need salvation and so many people that need the touch of God. And for us as the church, I want to make sure that we give God the reverence that's due him. I want us to know for sure that our blessing is upon us because God's hand is upon us. I don't want any of us to think that it's just happenstance or that we're just fortunate. No, I want us to know that we have favor, we're blessed, and our lives are truly touched by the goodness of God. Amen? It says, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. I want you to know something. that you can rejoice in the Lord, put your trust in him, and thank him ahead of time for the things you need to come to pass in your life. I want you to know that the Bible's clear here. It says, for he spake and it was done. I want you to know something. Everything that you read in this Bible is already done for the believer. Amen. If you need provision, God has already provided for you. I want you to know that once you ask him, begin to thank him, and then begin to look up and see what action steps of faith you can take, because there's something certain that what he spake is going to be done. Amen. And I want you to know that God will do those certain things and those sudden things in our life that we need him to do for us because he's with us. I love it. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Praise God. I want to remind us that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And you, being one of the Lord's precious children, needs to know how important your praise and your thanksgiving to God really is. Because I want you to know something, that the Lord is just waiting for the right to move in the midst of your situations. And the more you open up your heart to rejoice in the Lord, the more you open up your heart to praise the Lord. And don't wait until you see something come to pass. I tell you what, once you've prayed and once you've put it out there, it is time for you to rejoice and thank God for what he's done and to remind yourself of what you've requested of him. I tell you what, we see in the Bible that there was a man by the name of Jairus, and he came to the Lord and asked him to come pray for his child back at home. And the Lord was going with him to pray. And all of a sudden he got a report from the house that was not good. And he began to have fear about it. He began to doubt like any of us would. But I remember that the Lord struck him and said, hey, we started this journey, and now I need you to believe. And the man said, I do believe, but help thou my unbelief. And I want you to know something, that we can stand strong in the Lord's ability to help us to believe. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that the Lord is right here, and he's willing to help you. So even if you have been someone that's handling a little fear, or you've been under depression or under discouragement, I really strongly want you to know that even if you've been that person, you don't need to be afraid of the Lord. You need to go to the Lord. Amen. And you need to start rejoicing, and you need to stir yourself up and know that God is with you and he's on this journey with you. Amen. Our Lord is a good and a loving and a powerful God, and he's with you. I want to go tonight to the book of Philippians, and we're going to read in Philippians chapter 4. And we're just going to read here for a little bit in Philippians chapter 4. And in verse 4, it says this, rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Let's remember, especially in the middle of difficulty, the many victories that our God has given us. It's very important for us to remind ourselves of the victories God has given us, because that is what's going to help us get through difficult times to make sure that we navigate life and see his goodness. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I want you to know that when this scripture says the Lord is at hand, that means that the Lord is right there in the middle of your situation. The Lord is at hand means that he's right there available to you, and he's right in the middle of what you're going through. That's why you can rejoice in him, and that's why you can look to him. I think it's very critical for us to understand that in the middle of difficulty and in the middle of challenge, oftentimes the enemy is trying to make you lose your joy. He'll try to steal your desire to go to church. He'll try to steal your desire to worship. He'll try to steal your desire to read and listen to the things of faith. The enemy is trying to get you out of that arena where blessing can come upon you. And that's why it's so critical that in the middle of being down and out and being discouraged, that is when it's critical for you to rejoice in the Lord and remind yourself of his goodness. And also, the way you want to rejoice in the Lord is trust him with your future. It is a good thing for a Christian that even though we say that we don't know what tomorrow may bring, one thing we know is in our tomorrow, God's going to be with us. And when we start thinking like that, and when we have that invested in our heart, then we can start winning the victory of the challenges that come across life. Because I really want us to understand that we need to be rejoicing in the Lord always. Amen? It says right here, be careful for nothing, that in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, what this scripture really means is when it says be careful for nothing, that means don't be anxious. Don't let anxiety and worry overtake you. It means that the Lord, first of all, he already knows what you have need of even before you ask him. Amen. But it's very critical here that when it says be careful for nothing, that means don't let yourself get over anxious and don't let yourself get worried and stressed. But in everything, it says with thanksgiving, praise God, let your request be known unto God. Here's what I want you to know. That by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. What that means is that you have a relationship with your Heavenly Father whereby which he is on a personal relationship with you. Amen? Let's not think of God being far away, but think of him as the loving Father who is near and right in the middle of your situations. Amen? And that's why we can be careful. That's why we can slow down. We can take a breath. And we can put these things in the Lord's hands. And that's one thing that I want you to do. With prayer and supplication, let God know what you need. And then trust and believe him and know for a fact that what you've requested of him, he's not only willing to do, but he's already done. Amen? Amen. It is time for us to make certain that we put our trust and our care in the Lord. And I want you to know that prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Do you ever just make yourself thankful for what God has done? Even when you're believing for it and you haven't seen it yet, do you remind yourself to be thankful in your heart for what God has done and what you're believing him for? See, sometimes on a faith journey, we will have our faith out there. We'll ask the Lord for something, but we forget that there's something that comes along with a harvest, and it's called time. Seed time and harvest. Sometimes we forget that there's going to be a space of time in between our request that went up and the answer that has already been released as soon as our prayer was made. Amen? But the Lord, remember that the Lord will not allow his word to turn to him void. His word is going to go out and it is going to fulfill whatever his word has been released to do. Amen? And what we have to do is make sure that in the middle of that time between us releasing our prayer faith and the result coming, that we maintain an attitude of rejoicing, we maintain an attitude of faith, and we press in to what we've prayed for. Amen? Sometimes you have to reconfirm what you're believing for. Amen? There'll be a time where you're on that journey and you'll be going after it and some resistance will happen. And when that happens, we've got to take time to remind ourselves, nope, I believed God for this. I know that God has me on this journey. And because of that, I'm not going to give up and I'm not going to back up. And I want you to know something, that when we let our requests be known unto God and when we walk in this kind of things, something very supernatural will happen. It says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wow. I want you to know something, that especially with what we got going on today, it is a time for the world to see the peace of God in your life. And when you have the peace of God, I tell you what, you can have things happen that in themselves are bad and they're not good. And you can have things come against you that are difficult. But for a believer, even in the middle of difficulty, there should be a peace. There should be a calmness that comes upon you. There should be a confidence, not just in yourself, but there should be a confidence in the goodness of God that's going to come upon your life. And in the middle of that, you should have peace beyond understanding. What that means is that even the world would look at you and think it's strange that you could be at peace, but they're not understanding that you are at peace because you are rejoicing in the Lord. Your trust is in Him. Your eyes are on God. You absolutely know that your Father is not going to leave you in a forsaken place, because the Bible says He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to really have a confidence in being relaxed in God. Amen? Of having a peace that is beyond understanding. It means that it might not make sense to the world. Sometimes you might even have a calmness in the middle of a battle that makes you say, wow, how can I be at peace with all this going on? Well, because you know that your life is in the hands of the Lord. Amen? And when we let our rejoicing be in God, our rejoicing is going to bring to pass a great and a mighty thing, and it's called God's goodness. Amen? And then it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on those things. People, I want you to know something, that one of the things that is really going to help you as a believer, and one of the things that is really going to help you start living this life and winning victory and just living in peace under God's authority, is when you begin to understand that you have to take the authority to control what you're letting go through your mind. It says, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I want us to know, Christians, and I want you to know, that you cannot just let your imagination run wild. Amen. I want you to know something, that a part of your life of faith is that you start taking control over what your thoughts are and over what's going on in your life. I want you to know something, that God has an expectation that you start controlling your mind, your thoughts, and you make certain that what you allow to be in your spirit is from the Lord. I want your faith to be founded in the fact that you don't live just by what you see. You don't let outward circumstances run you and stress you out. In the middle of situations, it is critical that we as believers make certain that what we do is we put our trust and our hope in the Lord and we rejoice in Him. Amen? There's times where we need to know that our confession must be a confession that lets God see where our heart is really at. Amen? I want to remind each and every one of us that the Bible says that what we ask the Lord is what He will do. I want to remind us that Jesus even looked at us and said, listen, when I go up, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And God began to ask us as believers to make sure that we are communicating and that we are making our requests and our prayers towards Him so that He can move into what He wants to do for us. Amen? I want to remind you that there was some blind men that were on the side of the road and Jesus came. And as Jesus was coming, these guys cried out for Him and He said, what may I do for you? And they wanted to be healed, and the Lord healed them. Why did that happen? Because they begin to believe God to break things off of them that most people would never believe could be broken off of them. And I just want to encourage you tonight that you need to start believing God for things that even people don't believe could be possible, because with God, they are possible. Amen? And I want you to really put your faith out there, and I want you to know that you can trust in the Lord in the middle of all things. Amen? And tonight I want to go to what really is one of my most favorite scriptures in the Bible. And I love it because it's very profound. It's very simple. And it's found in Psalms 118 and it's verse 24. It says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." I want you to know what is so important about this day that we're going to rejoice in it. Well, I'll tell you what. The very fact that God causes the sun to rise and gives us a promise of a day is a time for you and I to rejoice. As believers, we can be excited as soon as day breaks because it is the day that the Lord has made. And why can we rejoice in a day that the Lord has made? Because it really doesn't matter what comes up in that day. God made this day and he's well equipped to help us handle this day. Amen. Remember, the Bible says that we believe God for our daily bread. Well, what is your daily bread? It is not just the physical food that we eat. And thank God that we get to eat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, I might be a little hungry right now. But anyway, thank God that we get to eat. But this is what I want you to know. That scripture, when it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made," I want you to know something. That sometimes the devil will try to buffet you and act like he's had something to do with making your day. Don't ever let him have that authority over you, because even your worst day, if you will allow God, he will move on your behalf. And one thing that we've got to know is that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice. Why? Because if God made the day, then there's nothing in that day that's going to come against you that God can't help you handle. Right now, I'm telling you that whatever you have need of, the Lord is right there asking you to call upon his name, and he will begin to touch every situation. If tomorrow and tomorrow you have a financial need, the Lord will meet that financial need. If you have a health need, God is going to meet that need. If you have relationship needs, God is going to meet that need. And I want you to know something. If you have emotional needs or discouragement or depression, anything that you might have a battle with, I want you to know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice in it, because if the Lord has made that day, then he will bring provision to it. Amen? Our God is just supernatural like that. Our God is a God that when he makes something, he's committed to making it happen. That's why he has been faithful over our lives and in keeping the world. And every day the sun comes up. Every day provision is made. And I tell you what, God is just looking to bring prosperity, blessing, and his goodness into your life. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have we seen any prayer requests or anything tonight?
Yes, we've got some
prayer requests. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I want you to hang in there, because we have some prayer requests and we're going to pray for people, and then I'm just going to pray for you as God is doing what he does.
Amen. As you guys are sending in prayer requests, or as we see people say, "Pray for me," we've got pastors in here. We've got people in here that are praying even before Pastor Phil gets them. But
amen.
Kyle, as I was praying for you, when I saw you pop up and say, "Please pray for me," or "Keep me in your prayers," I just believe God spoke to me and said that he's what you've been searching for.
Yes.
That you've looked to the left, you've looked to the right. But he said, just keep your eyes on me. If you keep your eyes on me, you're going to see a life that you never expected, that you never thought you could have, that you thought was too far out there, that you thought you didn't deserve. Listen, none of us deserve anything that we get. It's only because of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
That any of us get what we get. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I want you to know it's because of Jesus you deserve it.
Amen.
And yep. God will do mighty things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You just watch him work, and you keep running after him.
Amen.
You keep running after him, because he is your answer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and that his grace and mercy is upon us. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we have a prayer request for a man who has already beaten colon cancer, and now it's trying to come on him in another area. And we're just going to lift him up before the Lord. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put this man before you, God, and Father, he's won this battle once, but Father, you can help him do it again, Father. Lord, we curse cancer, and Lord, we ask you to just touch him even right now, Father. God, right now, send your word and heal and set free, Father. And in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for healing, a miraculous outcome, Father. Lord, every procedure, everything that he goes through, we're going to believe that your hand is upon him and that healing is his outcome. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I just believe that God is just doing great things. Oh, praise God. We got a great, I believe that this is the word that God had for us. Okay, Candace, we see that. Right now, we pray, God, her mom, and that God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this weakness she's having and trouble with her heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just ask you to move. God, right now, for you to bring healing, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, we certainly have a God of the miraculous. Amen? Yes. And a God that loves us and a God that's merciful. And I tell you what, I want you to just keep your faith out there and make room to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. When the Lord sees the praises of his people, he's in the midst of them. He inhabits our praises and he can use everything. See, one thing that you want to think on good things and you want to make sure what your thoughts are is because by releasing your faith, you make room for God to move miraculously on your behalf. Amen. Now we have a great God of the miraculous who loves you and who's with you. And I tell you what, I want you to just go forth and I want you to be strong in the Lord. I'm just going to pray for a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your blessing, Father. And Lord, right now, I pray that you reach into every household, Father. Lord, you reach into every family right now. And Father, you release in their lives what is needed from you, God. Father, I thank you that you say only good and perfect gifts cometh down from the Father in heaven. And Lord, I thank you right now that you are interceding and that you are moving on the behalf of your people and you're blessing and keeping and doing what you do, God. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we love you and we will look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.